This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived in Japan for talks with the leaders of the world's most powerful democracies. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
His appearance at the G7 summit is meant to galvanize global attention as nations ramp up pressure on Moscow for its 15-month invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky's visit comes just hours after the U.S. agreed to allow training on potent American-made fighter jets, laying the groundwork for their eventual transfer to Ukraine. Bolstering international support is a key priority as Ukraine prepares its counteroffensive. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Russian mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin said on Saturday his Wagner fighters had completed the capture of Bakhmut. Prigozhin made the claim in a video in which he appeared in combat fatigues in front of a line of fighters holding Russian flags and Wagner banners. Negotiations on raising the U.S. debt ceiling are expected to continue throughout the weekend, despite some big hurdles, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Tensions between GOP leaders and the White House have been evident. Last night, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called for a halt to the talks, with no agreement on raising the nation's borrowing limit, but then negotiators were able to start up again. President Biden, in Japan for the G7 summit, explained to Australia's Prime Minister,
truly apologize to you,
why he has to cut short his participation.
We have a little thing going on at home I got to pay attention to.
The president's been saying he's optimistic a potentially catastrophic debt default can be averted. But Speaker McCarthy is insisting on deep cuts.
We can't be spending more money next year. We have to spend less.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The nation has until June 1st to reach an agreement. This is VOA News. The Midwestern city of Chicago is struggling to accommodate a wave of migrants, many from Central and South America, transported to the city after entering the U.S. at America's southern border. VOA's Kane Farabaugh reports.
After a months-long ordeal fleeing Venezuela, asylum seeker Lizmar Pinto eventually crossed the U.S. southern border. From there, she was bused to a police station in Chicago, where she stayed on the lobby floor for 8 days.
It was hard, of course, at the beginning, at least for us. We were in a station where there were sexual predators, something like that. We arrived with my two grandchildren, a five-month-old and the other 5 years old.
Pinto is among hundreds of migrants arriving weekly in Chicago, a destination for many like her and her traveling companion, Jose Moran, who hope to start a new life here as their asylum cases wind through the U.S. immigration system. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.
Airstrikes hit outer areas of the Sudanese capital Khartoum overnight and on Saturday morning as fighting that has trapped civilians in a humanitarian crisis and displaced more than 1 million entered its sixth week. The fighting between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has led to a collapse in law and order, with looting that both sides blame the other for. Stocks of food, cash, and essentials are rapidly dwindling. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says it needs $88 million to address food insecurity for millions of people in Malawi. The agency warns hundreds of thousands of children are at risk because of the impact of Cyclone Freddy in March. Lamek Messina reports for VOA.
UNICEF says in 2023 alone, it estimates that over 62,000 children between 6 months and 5 years are at risk of severe acute malnutrition, often called wasting. Stanley Mwase is a nutrition specialist for UNICEF in Malawi, responsible for emergencies.
Now, with all the problems in terms of childhood diseases, including diarrhea, including malaria, or the increase, the number of children who are expected to be malnourished will increase.
Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blanta, Malawi.
Brittany Griner stood for the national anthem Friday night before her first regular season WNBA game since being jailed in Russia.
It was nice to be back on the court in a real game and everything. The love from the fans when I came out was amazing. The players, I definitely feel it. I mean, I felt it when I was over there still.
Griner was outspoken for social justice in 2020 and didn't take the court during the pregame anthem. She said after what she went through, hearing the national anthem makes her want to stand. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.